One thing that I learned in secondary school is how to be a hustler.
I think I have wicked tendencies, but I'm not wicked.
You're always saying bad energy stay far away, but
bad energy stay far away, but you're the bad energy.
I dare you to lick in Kechi's pants.
You guys don't know I have brain. I have brain.
First of all, nobody asked. Second of all, your outfit is actually trash and we don't care.
The only time I'm on my knees is, well, that's classified.
Chidera, this is a family channel.
I hope my mother isn't listening to this podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Care Package Pod.
What's up, guys?
Back in your ears once again, episode 90. Guys, 10 away from 100. Oh my god, insanity. Actual insanity. But yeah, back in your ears once again. And this week, we're going to be discussing events, event culture, table culture. We're just going to be discussing a lot of things. But before we get into that, let's just give you guys a quick catch up on what's happened. So, concerning Hazza, Megan, Charles, everyone, UK. So,
I know some of you guys don't know who Hazza is because I don't know why Chidera is calling him like that, her brother. But you know, Prince Harry, you know, the Duke of Sussex, you know.
So Prince Charles's coronation is coming up.
King.
King, I guess. They coronate him. He's still a prince. No, official. Anyways, King Charles's coronation. I don't know when it is. I know it's coming up soon. And there was obviously a lot of debates because Harry and Meghan being not standing on the balcony. They were like, what the fuck? Like, there was a lot of things going on. There were lots of people that were like, they just shouldn't come, you know. It bodes bad for the country. Like, lots of controversy with that whole shebang. But yes, so I guess the decision Hazza and Meghan made was that Harry is going to go for the coronation. So I think Harry's left Elio. Are they based in LA? I don't know.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, because I know they live in the middle of Tyler Perry and somebody else. But
they don't live with Tyler Perry anymore. they have their own easy now.
They have their own crib.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so I think Harry's left LA and Harry is going to the coronation by himself while Meghan is staying because it is Archie's fourth birthday. So she's staying.
Yeah. I didn't know. Okay.
So she's staying.
Okay. I can't believe that guy is four already.
Guy, actually, yesterday.
Archie is four.
They only have Archie at the end of the birthday.
Oh my god, literally it's the same day. Like, the king is getting coronated on the 6th of May. Archie's birthday is on the 6th of May. That means they don't rate them. Charles will not even say, my grandson, his birthday is 6th of May, so let me do the next weekend.
That's the part that really gets me. Like, okay, fine, you guys can hate Meghan all you want, but their grandkids involved. And how does it look to Harry and Meghan's kids if you're always like, with Willie and Kate's kids, you know, doing up, oh my god, granddad, this, like, it doesn't bode
the
well.
The thing is, like, if Meghan decided to go for this coronation now, they'll say, Meghan is abandoning her kids. Meghan is abandoning her son on his father's birthday. And now that she's not going, it's a problem. Meghan is, you know what, with the royal family, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You might as well do what you actually want to do.
Yeah. Okay, and then obviously, the CEO of TLT, Umar
Kamani,
is stepping down, which is interesting. I don't really know what that means for us.
He said, "I know something you don't."
I don't really know what that means for us PLT orders, but yeah, he's stepping.
I thought we'll just hear Molly May, new CEO of PLT. Once you hear that, you can't play with that babe anymore.
You can't. She really secured the bag. I remember after it was Molly May's season that, like, getting a PLT sponsorship was a really, really big thing because Molly May became creative director like this before he even blinked. But yeah, Umar Kimani stepped down from being CEO of PLT. I don't really know what that means for us, but like,
I don't think it means much.
Roman Mill also said he owns Boohoo and what was the other one? Misguided. I don't even know if Misguided still exists. Every now and then, websites.
Yeah, exactly. They decide, okay, sometimes we want to work, sometimes we don't want to work. That's you guys' business, sorry.
But yeah. Also, there was, speaking of AI, so they used AI. There's a lot of musicians in the music industry now pushing for AI to get banned because they are using AI to basically have other people sing people's songs. So some of you might have heard Drake singing Munch. There's so much going on. But basically, there was a ghostwriter that made a Drake and The Weeknd song. And it has, I think on Spotify, because obviously on Spotify, you can put whatever music you want there. It doesn't have to be licensed. But
Really? I didn't know that.
that's why, like, all those house remixes of songs, you can always find them on Spotify, but you can't find them on Apple Music. Because Apple Music, you actually have to have your shit together. But
Makes sense.
yeah, the song, the AI Drake song, has 200,000 streams, and Aubrey Drake Graham is pissed. He's fine for them to remove AI. And there's a lot of discourse in the music industry about how AI is going to create stuff that y'all don't even know. Like, people aren't even going to own their music anymore. Because I can't even lie to you guys, I would play it, but like, it sounds like Drake. It's actually very, very scary. But yeah. But that was the weekly catch up. And obviously, the main meat of our episode today is the event that happened the past weekend, Coachella.
Coach Ella.
So, Coachella is the past week. And so, I don't know. Coachella is this festival in Indio, California. Happens around this time every year. There are 2 weekends. If you think you can go for Coachella, if you're a regular Joe like me, and you think again, think the fuck again. basically, tickets up for Coachella, like general admission, start at 600,000. So, sorry.
Lying, she's a true liar. 600,000.
Start at $600 for that's 3 week, 3 days, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want to go VIP and all those money increases, essentially it's in the desert, so you can either camp with your pals or most people get Airbnb and drive to the event.
You know what's funny? In festivals in the UK, the boys and girls, they love a bit of camping. They love to camp. Whereas I feel like for Coachella, most people just, I'm just gonna get in the tour. Because it, like, why? I'm so sorry. What's the fun? I think it's like, okay, I guess Coachella has been running for a long time, right? It might have been cool to camp when you were 16, 17, but now, like, I'm grown. Do you know what I mean?
I
But
think
I feel like Coachella has, like, because it's something that I've always heard about it since, like, 2016, 2015, and then it seemed like the coolest thing in the world. Obviously, in the age of Tumblr, like the Aztec,
the
the Jesus
flower crowns.
flower crowns, the peace signs. That was Coachella.
Vanessa
That was
Hudgens was the
the
queen of Coachella.
who?
Vanessa Hudgens. Vanessa Hudgens that
Oh
year.
my God, yeah. But see, now Vanessa Hudgens is too grown for Coachella. She does not go again. Those are the good old days. Yes, that
When
was
we're a real
Coachella.
country. But yeah, Coachella's a lot. And I feel like by the time you pay for your ticket, and one thing I don't really like about it is you can't just buy. Let's say I want to go on Friday and I don't want to go for the Saturday and Sunday. I have to buy all three, even if I don't want to go for Saturday and Sunday.
Really? So you can't buy like just one day?
No, you have to buy for the whole week.
Wow,
That's what I'm saying, wahala. But yeah, this year's lineup, it was different. I felt like the past few years, Coachella has had some real headliners, but this year, like, there were a lot of big people. So there was Bad Bunny, there was Kali Uchis, there was someone else. There was Blackpink. There was someone else. There were loads of people. Calvin Harris was there. But the one everyone came out of the woodworks to see, Frank Ocean. And let's talk about Frank Ocean. I'm a very big Frank Ocean stan. Frank Ocean appears and disappears now and again. So when I found out he was coming to Coachella, and I thought in my wildest dreams I could afford it, and I couldn't, and I was like, okay,
I'm
just
so
okay.
far removed from like what's going on in like non-Afrobeats media that I didn't even know Frank Ocean was performing. I didn't even know that it was a big deal because he hasn't apparently performed in 6 years. I
6
didn't know there was
years.
anything going on until I started hearing the outrage.
Like, yeah. Outrage. So, for those of us that couldn't, you know, shit out the money to go to Coachella, Coachella was actually live streaming on YouTube the whole weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they were streaming. So everyone was like, okay, you know, all the Francocean fans were very like, okay, we can watch Frank, blah, 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 blah. And for us in DC, Coachella is 3 hours behind. So Frank Ocean was supposed to go on at 10 p.m. So that's how around that kind, 10 p.m., which was my 3 a.m. So I think
how?
Sorry, 1 a.m. Sorry, math wasn't mathing for a second. So Kali Uchis was the last big performer to go on. So I was like, okay, I'll catch the end of Kali Uchis set. She had Don Toliver, she had Tyler the Creator. And everyone was really gassed because if Tyler was there, Tyler was going to be performing with Frank, you know, giving us some old, odd feature, what you call it? Ah, that's how I looked in the caption of that YouTube video. It said everyone that was performing, so at 4 o'clock, blah, 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 6 o'clock, Kali Uchis. And you know, in a normal world, we're expecting to see 10 p.m. Frank Ocean. That's how we saw rebroadcast. Hey, rebroadcast. What does rebroadcast mean? So we went to Twitter and everyone was like, YouTube is it, dude, this. I was like, no, this is a lie. Then YouTube tweeted, we will not be live streaming Frank Ocean set. Hey,
pandemonium. You guys had all waited up like fools.
Huh?
I said you guys had all waited up like fools.
Pandemonium. I was like, how are we all going to watch this? This. That's when, shout out to the influencer girlies on TikTok and Instagram. I said, I'm finna make my money today. Shout out Morgan Doesn't Care. She held the whole world on her back because I was watching her live stream. 200K people. Hey, Lord was watching someone's live stream. Coco Golf was watching someone's live stream. Everybody was watching live stream. So this live stream starts. My question is supposed to go at 10. So it's 1 a.m. Frank Ocean doesn't come on till 2:05. I shit you not. And I'm like, okay, this isn't bad. He comes on with Novocaine, so I'm like, oh my God, love this. And then he gives a speech about his brother. For those of you that don't know, Frank Ocean's brother passed recently. When? I think either last year or this year. He passed recently, sure. But yeah, and he was like, this used to be a really big thing with me and my brother going to Coachella. We're like, oh, he was like, I missed you guys. We're like, we miss you too, Frank. No. Then he just wasn't giving, like, obviously, he wasn't, I guess he was coming. Frank Ocean just wasn't even performing. Like, they were playing his songs. He was singing, like, they were playing weird remixes of his songs. And, like, the one where, like, I don't use this phrase often, but the one where they were taking the piss, where there was a security guard shaking ass on the big screen. Like, usually at Coachella, if you're in front, you can see the artist, but everyone else has to watch through the little screens. Apparently, no one could see Frank. It was just everybody watching from the screen. And he came on, and he obviously knows there's a curfew. And after performing, like, maybe, apparently he did, like, seven. Yeah, I turned off the broadcast because I was like, there's no way I stayed on for this. I was kind of annoyed. Like, it just really wasn't giving what time. The answer did to be nostalgic, Channel Orange, thinking about you, like, I was stressed. Can you guys hear me now? I'm still stressed.
Hello.
Yeah, and then there was a lot of outrage on Twitter. Frank fans were not pleased. Loads of people weren't pleased because one of the big reasons everyone hauled their ass into that desert was for Frank. And he wasn't even...
I feel lost for words. Imagine paying $600 because you want to see Frank Ocean and then he does rubbish.
And he wasn't live.
You have to hold his crowd. Apparently, most people in the stage couldn't, in the audience could not even see him properly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the live stream thing was, I guess, Frank Ocean has kind of severed ties with YouTube because YouTube should have had exclusive rights to stream that thing. But now all those influencers made their. Morgan Doesn't Care gained like 100k Instagram followers because she live streamed that thing. She's a musician. She's about to drop all her music now and free. But yeah, like, he's just burning. I don't know. But yeah, speaking of other performances, so usually around Coachella, loads of brands invite people out. So I guess there's a Guess House, there's a Levi's House, there's a White Fox House, there are houses everywhere over that desert valley. But yeah, so Revolve, the clothing store based, I think it's based in the US, they have Revolve Festival every year. And last year, they got loads of hate because apparently it was really shit. So how did this year? And Revolve is invite only, so not everyone can go to Revolve. I want influencers. Those are all the people that go to Revolve. So Pink Panthers,
the UK. The boy's a liar.
Yes, thank you, Anu. She was performing at Revolve, and a video leaked, and she was literally begging.
she begged them. She said, "I'm not gonna beg." She said, "I literally came all the way from the UK. I need the vibes. I'm not gonna beg you though." After begging them. And honestly, like, I feel like as a celebrity, or like as an upcoming celebrity, they need to prepare you for these things. Like, not every audience you go to is gonna love you, especially when you're going abroad. This was the middle of London. Now everybody will be loving her. But in California, like, the way, like, you could tell that she was frustrated, but I feel like as a performer, you just have to go there, do what you're supposed to do, and move. Like, whether people are receptive or not, like,
yeah,
you just have to keep pushing. But I could tell that she was gonna cry.
Yeah, I could tell that it had hurt her deep. But yeah, that's this Coachella. But yeah, I just think in general, Coachella has kind of become like an influencer free for all. Like, mm-hmm. I don't really think it's about the music anymore. Like, so there was an influencer that posted that some of these influencers that act like they go to Coachella don't even go to the actual festival. All they do is go, they rent out an Airbnb with their friends in the desert, take pictures and be like, Coachella day one. And they all stay in the house, getting tan, whatever, whatever, whatever. And I was like, can't lie, I can't blame y'all. Like, it's an influencer free fall, because if you didn't get your boho chic outfit in the desert, like, it's, I don't even know, like, I just feel like it's not about the music anymore. It's not about the festival. You know, when we're real country, we're out there.
Don't kill me.
But I feel like now it's about who has this outfit, who was kissing who, like, who got the best Coachella pics with that Ferris wheel. Like, it's a lot. And there's also a very big competition because, like I said, brands have houses. And let's say me and Anu have been in the influencer game for a second, but we've done, like, let's say we've done, like, posts for Levi's and guests, and they don't invite us out. We're starstruck, because what does that even mean? Like, doesn't make a lot of sense. But yeah, there's also that. I don't know. I feel like for me to go to Coachella, the only one I might have gone to was that Beyonce one. But I feel like for me to go to Coachella, it must be someone that's never performing again. And that's what I thought with Frank Ocean. Someone never performing again. This is their farewell. All too good, like that's their last tour. That's the only reason. And not even one day, like all 3 days have to be worth it for me to put that money down.
Makes sense.
Yeah, speaking about memorable Coachella performances, Beyonce.
That, honestly, Coachella? The fact that Netflix made a movie out of that should tell you everything you need to know about what that performance
was. 2 Weeknd.
Not watch that documentary on Netflix. Contact me. I'll give you my Netflix details, even though they don't mind it for my dad. But you know what? I'll give you the details just so you can go and watch that performance. That's the performance that I love Beyonce. Like, I always respected her. After I watched that, I was like, nah, this one, man.
Crazy respect for her. Especially after giving birth to twins. Crazy respect. And then
me, I was about to say I'm 18. I'm not 18. I feel like after COVID, I've very much lost track of like what my age is saying right now.
Uh-uh.
I'm not 18, guys.
You're nearly a 22-year-old.
I'm 21, okay, Chidora. Don't stretch it. I'm 21. Oh, what's the point of me saying I'm 21? Why did I even get? I can't remember what I was gonna say.
I don't know. I really don't know what's going on.
Wow, guys, I just blanked. But yeah, I'm 21. I'm not 18. But yeah, Beyonce, Beachella. I was about to say me as a 21-year-old. I can't even do that. That's what I meant to say.
No, I can't. But yeah, Madonna kissing Drake that year. That was kind of a lot.
I did not even know that was at Coachella. I thought it was at some random concert. And yeah, that was so random. Like,
Madonna is so random. Like, now that I think about it, she's always doing random things. And then, obviously, controversial Coachella moments was obviously Frank Ocean deciding not to live stream at the last minute. And then that year that Burna Boy said his name was too small.
Burna Boy, that guy. He was trying to fight somebody. He said, Coachella, why are you putting my name in small print? I'm an African giant. And to be honest, his next album then came out to be called African Giant, and then he became, people started calling him African Giant.
I mean, I get that, but he wasn't a, did he not know it's the big people that, and wasn't, it was even Beyonce's Coachella that Burna Boy was performing as.
He knows, but you think that means anything to him? As far as he's concerned, he's African Giant. Why is his name in small print?
Yeah, I just, oh, wow. Okay, but moving on to something that's been in a lot of Twitter feeds, Instagram feeds, table culture. And what is table culture?
So for those people who go out often, you know, you go to the clubs, even restaurants, bars, in the good old days, you could just walk in and sit down somewhere. You could even decide to go by yourself and you'd have a good time. But these days, everywhere you go, if you don't have a table, then
you suffer.
Literally. And some of you might be thinking, okay, but in restaurants, everyone has a table. Yeah, restaurants, not as much, but a lot of restaurants are doing like a minimum spend thing, which we'll get onto. But like, yeah, so the thing, the idea with clubs especially is that you buy a table, the table probably has like, I don't know, in pounds, it's usually like maybe like, let's say £1,000 or like £600 on it, and you have to buy bottles worth that much. So the idea, I think the idea is this obsession with exclusivity and like, oh yeah, like, and everybody has a table, and if you don't have a table, you're just going to be standing on the side stranded.
I think when I think about it, especially since like, I don't know, when you were younger, going out, like, I'm going to use this event just because it's the only one I have like experience with. Rhythm Unplugged is a great, because I feel like when I went to Rhythm Unplugged the first time unsupervised, like, I feel like tables are for people that like, oh, you know, the bankers that are taking their employees out for the nights, like stuff like that. Like, it's for the celebs, it's for the this. And me and my friends in GA, they know. Party all the time. Like, it was bad. You were with everyone, like, because I think there's GA, there's VIP, and then there's table. But now it's just gone from that whole like, it's just GA and table. There's no longer.
In fact, some people don't even have GA and table. Some people just have VIP and table. Because either you're paying, you know, 1K or you're paying 10K. Like, no in between.
And I think my biggest issue with the tables is like the minimum spend. Because, okay, now, let's say we want to get a table for something, minimum spend 500K. Okay, now, let me gather 50 of my friends. So we all pay 10K. Table said no. 10 people only.
Max of 10 people. So each person must pay 50K. I mean, is that the math?
Yeah.
Each person must pay 50K. And it's just like, you can't, like, and I'm just like, they're just trying to bleed us dry. What makes you think I even have the kind of money for this? Like, this Lagos in December, basically every event I went to had such a huge emphasis on getting a table. Yeah. And I just want to let you guys know that majority of Nigerians are living below the poverty line. I don't know why Nigerian events and restaurants and places nothing that they can come and be doing minimum spend and they can come.
Also, like, how many things back in the days, shout out 2019 Christmas before COVID happens, because that was a time to be alive. If you went outside, too bad for you. Because how many events did we go to? Went to 5. Can you imagine if we had a table and all those things, minimum spend 50K, just 50K, 50K? How?
That's 250K because of Lagos in December.
How?
As if my flight... Anyway.
How does that even make sense? And like I said, I'm fine with the GA VIP table. But now y'all are taking the
piss. But let me go and cool jelly be my GA. Let me respect myself.
Because VIP, you know, what I liked about VIP, VIP created like, okay, you have access to the bar, maybe you're at a different area, fine. But this whole, now you have to have a table. Like, also, I feel like having a table, okay, we've all stood here, we've all finished drinking, like, the party is in the GA, and I feel like when you have tables, everybody just to themselves, so the event looks dead.
Dead.
So
for the people, it doesn't look dead, it is dead.
So for the people that
are by themselves, people are not even dancing by their table. People have stopped dancing, you guys. People don't dance in the clubs anymore. People don't dance.
So I think it's a form of bullying, because they're telling me all my friends go now and I'm in a place where like I don't have 50K to shed out. I can't go to this event.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
Elitism. It's not, they don't want people like you there. If you can't afford it, stay at home.
I just can't. And like, also 50K is... 500k minimum spend is a loss, because what they're going to make you do is just keep ordering like champagne, blah blah blah. Because okay, let's say we're like, okay, we want to make use of our money. If you guys order 8 bottles of vodka, who's drinking 8 bottles of vodka? Did you want to die and meet your creator? Can you imagine? And because you spend that money, you have to drink. That's what they're going to get you to do at 1 pop bottle. Like,
and this table culture minimum spend. Lagos restaurants.
How can I go to a restaurant and you're telling me how much I can spend minimum? Are you mad? If I just get only water, who are you?
I even heard that some restaurants are doing, if you want to sit outside, minimum spend 100k. If you want to sit inside, some people are doing, if you want to take pictures.
Ask half of those people to spell minimum spend.
That's classist.
No, bro, why are we having minimum spend at a restaurant? Like, okay, fine, in the club, do whatever you want. At a restaurant, I carried my 2 dinky legs from my house to spend whatever money I wanted to spend. If I just wanted to get a cocktail, who are you?
Now, they're also saying, if you want to take pictures in our restaurant. Yeah, Lagos restaurants, you want to take pictures, minimum spend. I just think that's insane, because when people take pictures in your restaurant, do you know that that's free marketing? Do you know that people are going to look at the pictures and be like, oh, I want to go there. But because you're making people spend money before they can do it. Anyway, you guys should continue blocking your blessings.
I think the whole thing is crazy. It's just spoiling the experience of going out, because are we in a place where now me and my friends want to go out? Someone be like, so are we doing table? Like, no, get me my VIP GA tickets. Let's keep people. What is it?
Yeah, I hate the fact that table is now a serious conversation.
Yeah, you have to start trying to ask.
Like, people are actually saying it, like, let's run table. I mean, I'm just looking at my account, like, you guys, I don't have table money.
But I feel like it just also, like, I feel like a very big part of the experience was just going out on the dance floor, all you and your friends. Like, there was always that one group of, like, one or two people that had a table, but everyone, like, I don't know, everyone was always together on the dance floor, like, or with those people on the table. But it was like, you know, when we're a real country, but now it's Anu's on this side, I'm on that side, because 9 times out of 10, you ain't finna get a table together. So, like, it's very, the party is in partying. And it's very upsetting. It's upsetting me and my homegirl. Stop it! Stop it!
It's table culture, like.
Nah, the restaurants one, I can't believe. Restaurants should be like, why are you charging me minimum spend? I don't really fucking
minimum spend to take pictures is what's killing me, like.
Bro,
are you serious?
Minimum spend.
If I ordered water, I should to take pictures. Sorry.
One is like, what if I just want to come into your restaurant, have a nice drink? I heard the cocktails are nice, and now I have to order Ewa going and shit because you have minimum spend. Are you guys mad?
They're not Ewa going.
But yeah, anyways, we ranted a lot this episode. I have tears in my eyes because y'all are stressing me out.
My eye.
Anyways, but yeah.
I need it bow and shy hoes.
Anu, would you like to take it away?
All right, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode of The Care Packet. Hope you've had a good time. We've had a good time. We've had a good time complaining. We've had a good time ranting. We've had a good time, you know, talking about things we wish we had, but we didn't. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Care Package Pod and TikTok at The Care Package Pod, because we've actually not run out of TikToks to post. So you guys should keep interacting, because we're really enjoying sharing them with you guys.
Period.
Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This package has been signed, sealed, and delivered. Thank you.